Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking. I minister at First Baptist Church in Perth, Ontario. And it's terrific to be with you this morning. Our theme today is friendship. And we're going to be looking at choosing our friendships, checking our friendships, possibly changing our friendships, and then cherishing our friendships. You know, C.S. Lewis once said, the next best thing to being wise oneself is to live in a circle of those who are. The next best thing to being wise oneself is to live in a circle of those who are. And that's what we're going to look at today, is how to live in a circle of wise friends. And indeed, the Bible will show us the way. It is always a lamp unto our feet. And in particular, we're going to be using the book of Proverbs this morning, for it has a lot to teach us about friendships. But first, let's listen to that wonderful song, He Made a Change.
Change in the way that I'm talking. All things pass away. Behold, everything's new.
Welcome back. Today on Good News Christian Ministries, we're talking about friendship. In 1937, the number one nonfiction title was Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And since then, millions of copies of this book have been sold around the world. Why? Because just about everybody has people problems. Just about everybody needs advice on how to solve them. Well, I'm here today to suggest a different book, namely the Holy Bible. It has much to say about how to choose our friends wisely. And God celebrates friendship. You know, in the creation account of Genesis, everything was deemed very good in God's sight, except one thing. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, God declared that it was not good that Adam was alone. And so God created Eve precisely to be Adam's friend and lover. And so God indeed celebrates friendship. You know, he himself exists in perpetual relationship. We serve a triune God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in constant friendship, constant relationship, one with the other. So what does the Bible have to tell us? Well, I'm going to look at four things this morning. The first is how the Bible teaches us to choose our friends, how the Bible tells us to check our friends, to then possibly change our friendships, and lastly, to cherish our friendships. Let's start with the very first one on how to choose our friends. In Proverbs 12, verse 26, the righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Let me say that again. Proverbs 12, verse 26 states that the righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Friends, the quality of our friendships will indeed determine the very direction of our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." And so when we set about to choose our friends, let's keep in mind some of these tips. First of all, the Bible says to avoid angry people. Proverbs 22, verses 24 through 25 state, "Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared." Another tip is to avoid people who gossip. Proverbs 16, verse 28 says, "A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends." What else does the Bible suggest? Well, it suggests that we seek someone who brings out the best in us. Proverbs 27, verse 17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." You know, there's this funny story about two friends who were walking through the woods, and they heard something, and they turned, and they saw that it was a big black bear coming towards them. Now, both of the friends started to run, but then one of them stopped the other and said, "Hey, you're wearing the wrong shoes to outrun that bear." To which the man replied, "I don't have to outrun the bear, I just have to outrun you." Friends, that's an example of a poor friend, someone who's not seeking the best interests of the other. Well, the Bible suggests that we should, in fact, find as a friend someone who always has our best interests at heart. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 says, "One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." And a last tip for when we choose our friendships. We should see someone who loves us as they love themselves. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, it tells us that as soon as David had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved David as his own soul. So those are some tips from the Bible. To avoid angry people, avoid gossips, to seek someone who brings out the best in us, to seek someone who has our best interests at heart, and to seek someone who loves us as they love themselves. So we've looked at how to choose our friendships. Let's move on to the second category of today's message, namely, how to check our friendships. Proverbs 27, verse 19 says, "A mirror reflects a man's face, but what he is really like is shown by the kind of friends he chooses." There's a lie nowadays that anyone and everyone can be our friend. Just think about the Facebook phenomenon on the internet. In 2010, Lady Gaga set a record. She was the first person to surpass having over 10 million friends on Facebook. Since then, other celebrities have caught up. But are those true and lasting friends? We need to check our friendships from time to time. The Bible gives us some help in this regard. First, it tells us to check that our friends are not fake. Proverbs 20, verse 6 says, "Many describe themselves as people of faithful love, but who can find someone really to be trusted?" And Proverbs 19, verse 6, says, "Many seek the favor of the generous, and everyone is a friend to a giver of gifts." These are fake friends. The Bible also tells us to check that we don't have painful friends. Listen to Proverbs 25, verses 18 through 20. It says, "Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow is one who gives false testimony against a neighbor. Like a broken tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in a time of trouble. And like one who takes away a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on a wound, is a friend who sings songs to a heavy heart." These are not true friends, as described in Proverbs 25. We're also supposed to check every now and then that we don't have evil friends. Listen to Psalm 1, verse 1. "Blessed is the man or woman who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers." So we need to check that our friends are not fake, that they're not painful, that they're not evil. And lastly, we need to check that they are true friends. Proverbs 27, verse 6 says, "Well meant are the wounds a friend inflicts, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy." And Proverbs 17, verse 9 says, "Whoever forgives an offense fosters friendship. Whoever raises the matter again divides friends." I want to encourage you this morning to choose your friends carefully and then to check your friendships every now and then to make sure that they are true and God-honoring. We're going to pause to listen to that beautiful classic hymn, "Love Divine." And when we return, we'll talk about how to change our friendships and to cherish our friendships.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. Today we're talking about friends and how to choose them carefully and how to check our friendships. We're now going to look at how to change our friends. Sometimes we need to do that. We need to change our friends. Listen to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. It says, "The way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice." Friends, will you join me in listening to the advice of the Holy Bible? Here's what it has to say. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, it says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever?" Friends, now and then I want to encourage you to change your friendships if you have checked them and found that they are not healthy and they are not God-honoring. Amos 3, verse 3 says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Can two walk together except they be agreed? And what that is pointing to is the importance of the fact that two friends need to be headed in the same direction, and they need to have the same values governing their lives. In my own life, I've had to now and then change friends because my friend and I just were not headed in the same direction. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, "Walk with the wise and become wise. Be a companion of fools and suffer harm." And so what I've sought out in my own personal friendships is that I walk with the wise. I also make sure that in my friendships, there's always room for Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12 says, "And though one might prevail against another, two will withstand one, and a threefold cord is not easily broken." A threefold cord is not quickly broken. In my friendships, I always invite a third cord or a third strand to bind us tightly together, and that third cord is the presence of the living Jesus Christ. Okay, we're on the home stretch. We've talked about choosing our friends, checking our friendships, sometimes changing our friends. I want to finish by talking about cherishing our friendships. Helen Keller once said that walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light. Walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light. That is well said. And Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 says, "Two are better than one, because they will have a good reward for their toil. And if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to the one who is alone and falls, and has no one to help them up." Friends are indeed important for us. In the Journal of the American Medical Association, 276 volunteers were infected with a virus that produces the common cold. And the study found that people with strong emotional connections did four times better fighting off the illness than those who were more isolated. These people were less susceptible to colds, had less virus, and produced significantly less mucus than relationally isolated people. This is taken from John Ortberg's book, Everybody's Normal Till You Get to Know Them. Indeed, studies are proving that friendships are to be cherished, that friendships make a difference. Proverbs 27, verse 9 puts it well. It says, "Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice." I want you today to think of your friends, and I want you to cherish them. And we're going to close the program by thanking God for them. But before we do, I want to introduce you to the greatest friend you could ever have. His name is Jesus Christ, and he has come to be our friend. Romans 5, verse 10 says, "For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still sinners, we will be saved through the life of his Son." Did you catch that? Romans 5, verse 10. Since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son. Have you become God's friend? Do you know Jesus Christ personally as the lover of your soul? I can tell you with all sincerity that he is my best friend. And John 15 says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Jesus Christ did precisely that. He laid down his life for us. He is the best friend we could possibly ever have. And he invites us to be his friends. And in John 15, verse 14, it says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Let's take a moment to pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you that in your wisdom and in your generosity, you created friendship. We thank you, Lord, for our friends. And we just ask this very hour that you will continue to help us to choose our friends wisely. We also ask that you will help us to check our friendships from time to time and not settle for mediocrity, to not settle for sinfulness, but to seek out friendships that are God-honoring. And God, I pray for the listener who's heard this message this morning and knows in the depth of their heart that they need to change their friends. They know that they've been hanging out with bad company, and they know that it is corrupting their character. I pray right now, Lord, that you will give them the strength to cut those ties, to change their friendships. Would you help that listener this hour? And lastly, Lord, we want to cherish our friendships. Would you help us to express our gratitude to friends this week, this month, this year? And God, finally, we want to say thank you that you offer yourself to us. You want to be our friend. And I pray for the listener who has not yet made you their personal friend. Pray for the listener who wants friendship with God, who wants friendship with Jesus Christ. Pray, Lord, that you will fill their heart this hour and that you will become the lover of their soul. We pray all this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's close with that classic song, Amazing Grace. Thank you for joining us today. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart. May the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding love. And may the Son, Jesus Christ, fill you with joy everlasting. This has been Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking on Good News Christian Ministries. God bless you.
Amazing grace, how sweet that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been saved. God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and push me as long as life endures. My chains are
in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.